This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. Hello. Yes, yes, it's the happy sound. Or I could do like the easy listening stations. It's the easy listening sound of FM 105.7. And you're tuned to and all the radio stations. It's kind of like saying to Alexa, turn on the DJV show and watch.
Great. Now you just turned on everyone's Alexa.
So
yeah, I learned that the hard way.
Nice. Careful with the DJV show, that's what it's all about. Yes, the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner with Mac as a special guest appearance is probably looming there. Victoria Keelan, the idea is to feel good about this week. The idea is to feel good all the time. That's one of the things that I've always had as my mantra as a radio person for a long time. Let's make people feel good. Let's have them have a reality check with what's going on today, but also let's have things good. When you look around at the people who are around you, whether it's your close inner circle or people that are, you know, in your neighborhood, in your town, in your state, in the country, or in the world, people want to thrive, laugh. People want to love. We want to have friends. We want to have adventure. We all dream about abundance in maybe different ways. But the idea of dreaming, this is something that happens with youngsters. Remember what was it when you first learned from the idea of sugar plums dancing in their head? How old were you when you remember that line? Do you remember, Jennifer, when you?
Oh, I was
young.
Have
dreams
and
of
by the way,
plums?
Just saw the Nutcracker for the first time yesterday.
Really?
Ever?
Yeah.
First time
ever.
Ever? Yeah. Really?
No. In fact,
oh
I hated the idea of the Nutcracker because it just
it's a little
like,
scary.
Ooh. Well, it's not even that. I didn't even know what the story was and really still didn't after I saw the Nutcracker. I had to look it up and go, what did I just witness here? like yeah. Dancing rats and like weird yeah. fairies and stuff. But so I think you know a lot of elements from the Nutcracker, but I had never actually like paid attention to the story. And I admit it, kind of like Hallmark movies. I hated on them. And then, you know, now I'm like the ultimate right. Hallmark movie girl. And now I really enjoyed the
They're
Nutcracker.
They're everywhere, too. Even well, some of the other networks, the bigger networks have these movies on ad nauseum.
Oh, my gosh. Like CBS had their own version of a holiday
yeah,
movie, which was
Survivor.
Actually pretty good. And I think yeah. there's another one coming up. But can I tell you about the Nutcracker? Because it was so
okay.
sparkly.
Yes.
And it was so good. And I know that there's different versions of the Nutcracker, but this one was a production that used, I think, 8 members of the cast from New York. So, like, really good like, ballerinas, ballet people.
Big-time actors and stuff.
What do we call the boy ballerinas?
Ballerinas.
Ballerinas? Okay.
Ballerinos.
So,
yeah, I don't know.
Well, anyway, the people doing the ballet, 8 of them, like the stars, came from the New York production. And then they hired a bunch of local people in the area that I saw it. And so we sat next to someone whose kid was one of the little mice. And it was really cool because it was like you had a bunch of local elements, but also the big production. And they were really good. And it was really sparkly. And it was really beautiful. And it was very cute.
Sparkle is the way to Jen's heart.
Sparkle.
Oh, yeah. My cousin's kid is 3. And she actually did really well. She sat through the whole thing. We did a girls' day with her. So it was really, it was fun.
It's a fun time of year, and things are slowing down anyway. You can't find anybody to do business. The excuse this week, next week, oh, it's Christmas. We can't get anything done. Nobody's here, blah, blah, blah. And so I just, as a business person, just shut down. I'm done, you know, because we're done on the farm. Everything is pretty much, that's what I was saying earlier. I just need to sort of put a lot of things together and then put in my mind a gear that's different than the gear that has been pretty prevalent for the past 8-9 months. This is a different, the gears, if you ever see how gears mesh together, the bigger ones go slowly, the smaller ones go faster. So this is a bigger gear time, a bigger gear of the year, if you will. And so anyway, we have more entertainment opportunities. Boy, did you see how the movie, that Spider-Man movie did? Good God.
Yeah.
Like 250. It was way beyond what Tucker
Well, I'm really glad because I had read an article that they were disappointed, that they were getting ready to be disappointed because no one wanted to go to the movies.
Yeah, I went to see Gaga on Gucci, and it left a lot to be desired as far as I'm concerned. I'm a fan of hers. I think she, and people talk about how beautiful she is. I think she's kind of homely, actually. And it didn't, her best side didn't come out in this movie at all. It's and Adam Driver's never been somebody that I've liked. But she's playing an unpopular role.
She's also playing an unattractive woman.
Yeah.
I mean, they definitely use prosthetic on her, too.
Yeah.
And I think with Gaga, the reason that she came out when she did all the crazy things like wearing the meat dress is because she knew she would never be judged for her talent, that at that point in music she was going to be judged for her looks. And I think that Gaga is beautiful, but she's not, when you put her up like to the traditional like Ariana Grande,
I guess it depends on how you describe
she doesn't, you know, she's beauty. Not as like, right.
Yeah.
But that's why she did all those crazy gimmicky things, and then people went, wait a second, she's super
this chick
talented.
Can sing.
She can,
yeah, she's very talented.
But she was really smart, I think, because would she have even broken in without doing all the crazy stuff?
This is not that she's not good. I think she's, with what she had to work with, remember, she went to Bradley Cooper and asked him if he thought she ought to do this, and he encouraged her to do it. He's, by the way, in a new movie out this week as well that looked really kind of... You know, there's a lot of
he's
stuff
in that movie Licorice Pizza, right? That everybody's like going gaga for.
Are they?
Everybody, like, it's crazy how many people I see online, like, oh my God, I just saw this movie, you've got to see it. It's
really?
The word of mouth on that, I don't even know what it's about, but the word of mouth is insane on that movie.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's sort of, I get into the point of view when I'm out in California next week, I'll be at the movies a lot because that's what I like to do. If the kids are busy doing something, they just, you know, it's a time to do those sorts of things. So hopefully you'll do that and enjoy yourself. That was really the point of me starting the hour with
but
the
focus. But you're not a Spider-Man guy anyway, so this would not be something you would see.
Nah, no. But there are some other, I still haven't seen that Will Smith movie about the Williams girls. I do want to see that. That looks kind of interesting. The Apple folks, we were bemoaning the fact that we can't get away from COVID and that sort of thing. Apple, as an example of what big corporations are doing, has delayed the date which the employees of the corporation have to come back into the office. And this is yet again because of the hoopla around Omicron. And so it is spreading. Yep, it's everywhere. But is it enough to slow down the world again? The answer is big N-O. No. I guess the Apple people are supposed to go back on the 1st of February, right? They're still doing hybrid
stuff. I don't know
when,
but like every company that's based in, and Apple has, you know, offices in California and Austin, Texas, but I don't know. Everyone's office in New Jersey where I am, and we're not far outside of New York City, so the offices are closed until, you know, this wave. See, I mean, look, my husband works and commutes into the city. He doesn't want to be in the office right now with a bunch of people that he doesn't know where they've been. I don't want him there either. You know, we're around my parents. My parents are vulnerable. They're high risk. So, you know, I think if people have been working from home all this time, it's fine. In some instances, it doesn't work for a business model, but in a lot of businesses, it does. And that's why Apple's spending, they're giving everyone $1,000 to set up their at-home work setup, you know, their workstation. And that's, I mean, I have a friend's company who's giving $200, but $1,000 is a pretty good setup.
Two realities here. Depending on how good the employee is, your husband is a good example of a good employee, according to the people he's working for, because he's probably working more than
he's
he did.
He's more productive.
Before.
I've seen it.
He's
I mean, I'm productive. Watching it. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He's busy.
Whereas the people, and that may be one of the things they're talking about, you know, there's always time for gossip and BSing and stuff on company time. And you can't do that if you're at home working in front of a computer. Now, what does that do to your physical attributes? What does that do to your mind? What is that? It's kind of like you're a shut-in. And that's never good, especially when the weather is lousy. In the Christmas time, it's lousy. We've been through this for now 2 years, right? Two winters. It started late in the winter of 2020, but we've certainly seen what's happened. And one of the things that has gone unheralded and unnoticed or not talked about a lot is the mental implications, and I think I did touch on this a little bit last week, how people's minds, literally, the psychology of being alone for some people, or the psychology of the world being so different, has really screwed up a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. It has. Especially older people.
Yeah.
Especially older people. I've seen this. Yeah, it's not good.
Mm. The CDC says that the mRNA COVID vaccines are better than J&J. I don't know if this is the first time this has come out. There's been something around, but an advisory committee voted to recommend calling mRNA vaccines the preferred COVID vaccine option. Now, one wonders what goes into making... See, I always want to know behind the scenes. Is there some influence from Pfizer and Moderna into government policy?
Yeah, someone making money off of it is always my question.
Thank you. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but Johnson & Johnson equally got the same billing that Moderna and Pfizer got, but the vaccine it just doesn't work as well. I mean, everybody I know who had a breakthrough case initially all got the J&J, and then then they had to say, okay, well, if you got J&J, then you need one dose of either Moderna or Pfizer, because the J&J, if you don't have that mRNA technology, it's just not effective against this virus. I'm happy that they're not keeping something, you know, on the same level as something that's more effective just because, you know, they have... I see it the opposite of the way you're seeing it. I'm happy that they're putting J&J back down into the minor leagues.
I wasn't happy about it.
Because it
doesn't work. I'm just asking the question as to why it is at this time something that they would look at this way. There's an increased risk for blood clots. Say it again, Doug.
Well, yeah, there's that too.
Clots with Johnson & Johnson. There are a lot of different things here. And the homeopaths... like J&J if they have to make a choice because they don't like mRNA. No naturalist likes this mRNA. They just don't. For whatever they say, it does stuff to your DNA and look out for the end of the world and look out for culling humanity, et cetera, et cetera. So as all that's you're going to see the more I think we've just seen most of the time when I start conversations like that here, they haven't hit this main screen yet. So people don't really hear what I'm saying, and then a few weeks later somebody will say, wait a minute, I heard him talking about that. Look for that to come out after the first of the year in torrents, that the theory is that the release of the virus was to try to curb the population of the world. 18 after the hour. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now 23 after the hour, Christmas week here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen now with the ladies going through a couple of trending items. Pete Davidson has taken, this seems kind of weird, I put it in quotation marks, his girlfriend. Huh? Isn't it weird?
It's weird,
yeah. Out to Angelina's on Staten Island. Doesn't Kim live in New York? I mean, live in L.A.?
L.A., yeah.
So she had to fly to New York to go to dinner.
Well, she was supposed to be at SNL. Yeah, she was supposed to be at SNL. Well, I mean, not on it, but she was supposed to be there, you know, just to hang out. But Pete wasn't there at SNL. And actually, he was healthy enough to go to a movie and dinner, so I'm not sure why he was not one of the people on SNL. But maybe they didn't have anything for him to do. So, so then they went to Staten Island, where Pete is from, famously. And so they went to a restaurant, which
so
I sent the video.
There. He's a turd. What the hell is he doing with that?
He was just there.
Yeah, but isn't that dirt? Isn't that?
I mean, he's
part
of the family, so he's never going to go away. Yeah. Okay, but he's still part of the family.
Yeah, and they seem to really like him, actually.
Yeah,
do they?
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Right.
Who is who is the woman he's had, which one of the Kardashians has he had three kids with?
He and Courtney have three kids together. Now, Courtney's engaged to Travis Barker, so a lot of people were worried that Scott was going to go off the deep end, and I think that they're kind
he
of all keeping an eye on him.
He should just get married to Chloe. Chloe's the one that's always been his buddy anyway.
That's true.
What's his claim to fame other than hanging around with the Kardashians?
Nothing.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. It's...
It is, right.
But it's funny that I sent you the video, Jen, over the weekend, if you saw, like, all the the women who are, you know, exactly what Staten Island is all about.
Totally.
Filming that video.
So why did you send me the video?
Because you're not on Instagram. Jen has a secret, like, obsession with Staten Island, and
absolutely.
So I'm always trying to show her.
It's a garbage dump.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm into it. Leave me alone. If I was
such
York,
a garbage dump.
Staten
oh, my
Island.
God.
So my friends from Staten Island are like, I'm embarrassed.
Brown.
My friends who are from Staten Island are embarrassed to say they're from Staten Island. Like, that's how bad it is. It's, seriously.
So,
I just need a fur and a nice
he wasn't at the. He didn't go to SNL because they went to see Spider-Man.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Spider-Man.
What do you think she thinks of Staten Island? She must be worth the trip.
Yeah. It's like kind of going through like Wild Kingdom. You need to see it once. Just kind of see everyone in their natural habitat.
Here's an invitation to Betty White's 100th birthday, boys and girls. Betty White, 100 years young, a birthday celebration will be available in 900 movie theaters January 17th.
Good for her.
The movie will screen at 1 in the afternoon and 7 o'clock in the evening. I actually would like to go watch that. Go see the movies. They're available. It's a 1 hour and 40-minute film with Betty White's friends, Ryan Reynolds, Tina Fey, Robert Redford, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Clint Eastwood. I want to go see this. Yeah, yeah.
I'd go January with you through town. Where
what day
go?
Of the week? No.
Oh, but well, we have to go out of L.A. County.
Why?
I have to go to Ventura.
Wait,
you can't sit in the movie theater in L.A., right?
Can't go. I'm not allowed to go to the movie theater.
Really, according to whom?
The law. The law.
Well, are all the movie theaters going to be closed down when I'm there next week?
No, they'll be open. You just have to show your vax card. I won't do that. Even if I had a vax card, I just refuse. I think it is so bad.
All right, so the 17th is a Monday. All right, let's all remember that, okay? Let's not let that go by, because as Betty says, who doesn't love a party? This one's going to be great. So inducted into the Television Hall of Fame in 95. She's got 8 Emmys, and this is going to be a... Is she still in Hot in Cleveland? Is Hot in
Cleveland
still?
That ended. The show's over.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. It was a great show.
You know what? I always confuse those with the Philadelphia thing that Danny DeVito did. I don't know why I did, but that's still on. DeVito.
I don't
know.
What
I say, DeVito.
He does always with the strangest things that he's confused by.
I don't know.
Yeah, this could not be
Me?
More different. Yes.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
It couldn't be.
Hot
well,
yeah,
about
totally
what's happening
different.
In a couple
Hot
of
Cleveland
big.
Was like in front of a studio audience. It's just, yeah, it's totally different.
Goofy sitcom. Right. Yeah, it was fun.
There you are, the Goofy DJV program at 28 after the hour.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As a nervous nation worries about the federal government shutting down the economy once again for COVID-19, Dr. Oz on Fox News questions President Biden's leadership because he has developed nothing new in his administration to combat the virus.
What is surprising is how unprepared the Biden administration is. Basically, they're given the vaccines developed under President Trump during Operation Warp Speed. Mm-hmm. So where's the leadership? There are no home kits. I tried to buy one yesterday, couldn't find them anywhere. Inadequate testing capacity. Where are the approved pills, the treatment for the actual virus? Instead, we get these reflexive one-size-fits-all mandates.
President Biden will talk to the nation about the country's fight against COVID-19 today at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The manslaughter trial of former police officer Kim Potter is now in the hands of the jury. Potter fatally shot a combative 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center last April. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As the Democrat Party attacks Senator Joe Manchin for publicly voting no to President Biden's massive social spending bill, it should be noted that Joe Manchin plus 50 Republican senators publicly voted no to too much government. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox News tells Democrats to take a chill pill.
The left ought to relax and accept the fact that Joe Manchin has been telling him for about 6 months now that he's not going to accept the kind of big government socialist bill they want. At the same time, I think everybody who's conservative ought to relax and accept the fact that this is the most dangerous and destructive presidency since Buchanan, which led to the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Buchanan was amazingly bad. The truth is, the Biden administration is going to end up being extraordinarily bad and very dangerous. If you look at China, Russia, Iran, terrorism, North Korea, you look at the border that's totally uncontrolled, you look at the inflation rate, you look at our extraordinarily stupid and self-destructive energy policies. This is an administration that is, in its destructive capabilities, far and away the most dangerous we've had in about 160 years.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Forgot again. 34 past the hour. Keep it simple. This is a simple program with simple people. And so just keep that in mind as you listen to our conversations. We are here to efficiently communicate what's going on in the world, what's going on around us, the essence of events of the day, the things that are overpowering some of them. Some of them are just kind of sweet, the time of year, and mentioning that, I'm going to, this is a one-time only announcement. Right? This is like a commercial. I have two very nice, wonderful Christmas gifts. And I've decided to share them with the audience and not give them to any of my friends. Unless...
Thanks. Yeah, we don't get gifts here at the show, but...
No. All right, what do you want?
But you okay, might as well cash in on behalf
of
Victoria
and me. Just a second.
Yeah.
All right. So I have a very, very expensive camera that can be used for shots or single shots or video, kind of like the one, Phil, that we used in the studio in Washington last week to do the video of the history of the network. So that's it's a professional sort of grade camera. I also have a fabulous, it kind of looks like an old Victrola But it isn't. It's a new radio that has Bluetooth and all kinds of other fancy-dancy things in it, plus the old-time radio stuff. So I'm going to that. I'm just. This is the only time I'm mentioning it. And on Wednesday or Thursday, I'm going to ask at a time not to be announced. It's going to be a random time. I'm going to say, I'll give the phone number here for the studio, the usual 888-302-3684 number. Don't call now. Call when I give you the cue to call.
So was someone supposed to write that down?
Yep.
Yeah, say it again, just in case.
This is, if you're new to the show, welcome to the most confusing contest show in the history of America.
We never give out the phone number. So here's the thing. Doug just said two gifts. He's going to ask you what those gifts were. It's kind of like an SRA. Remember reading comprehension cards back
in the
day?
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. That's good. That's
so
good.
When you hear him ask that, then you call.
Right. Let's see how your retention is.
Then you call.
I'll give you the number at the time. I'm not going to not give you the number. You can guess at that. But then,
even I'm confused, it's not a good sign.
Why is it confusing? I have
I'm just saying
presents.
In general, we have a history of very
it's
confusing
a camera.
Contests.
I don't even remember what the other one was. What was it?
See, Jen doesn't even know what the other gift is.
It's a Victrola that has been made into a Bluetooth doing all the modern things that modern devices do.
And what would one do with a Victrola?
You would play it as if
like
you were...
Like how big is it?
It's pretty good size.
Okay, so this is going to take up a sizable chunk of your living room, is what you're saying.
And here's what I would do. If you get a chance to choose the camera.
Choose the camera. Well, you know what? If I don't give them both away, one of you is going to get the other one. So
I have no room for a Victrola.
Oh, well, see.
Damn, that's what I got you for Christmas. Oh.
Sorry, Jen.
I'll just re-gift it, though. That'll
well, you're already re-gifting these two things, so keep going.
That's not necessarily true.
Uh-huh.
I'm not
not necessarily true? That
not
means it's either true or it's not.
Not necessarily true. Uh-huh. All right, so here we are on the DJV program. The Golden Palace is coming to Hulu. This is a Jen. This has Jen all over it. The Golden Girls, everybody liked that. The Golden Palace, not so much.
No, that was not as good.
So why are they putting it on Hulu? What's the point of that?
I'd watch it again, because I got to tell you, I only remember a couple of episodes. Like, I don't remember much. It was a long time ago. Yeah. And Golden Palace is not in reruns like Golden Girls. So
That's why it's coming to Hulu. It's only It only lasted one season. I've seen a few episodes, but apparently there are two episodes. There's a two-parter in there where Dorothy actually joins the rest of the girls, and apparently that was one of the highest-rated and funniest episodes that they'd done, so... Yeah. For Golden Girls fans, and for Betty White, she's turning 100 on, you know, January 17th.
Is that why
so
they're doing it?
I think it's timing with it, sure, yeah.
Yeah, because the Betty White thing is what we said, the 17th. Mm-hmm. So, it's been a couple of years since the Pantone Color Institute selected classic blue as the color of the year, and now they're returning, apparently, to the blue family, introducing their new choice Pantone 17-3938, Very Peri, which is a periwinkle blue. I don't know what a periwinkle blue is. Do I need
kind of like a lighter, it's a muted bluish purple color, isn't it? It
has a little bit of purple in it, yeah.
Yeah.
Really? So why is this important?
Because every year the Pantone...
Hair color?
Sure. Hair color?
That's Pantene, and it's a shampoo.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, Pantone is the, yeah, so the color, whatever shade that they pick, you'll find in home decor.
I was thinking it was Pantene. Yeah, I was thinking that all along.
Oh, the Very Peri's actually brighter than I was imagining. Yeah, it's bright.
It's very cheerful.
Is it?
Bright, bluey, purple, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Christmas. All right, you want to know another way of getting...
I'm going to give a pink chip for Christmas, Jen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Gifts keep going downhill fast.
Thank you, Mr. Scrooge.
Do you want a pink chip or a Victrola?
Or would you
I'd
like
rather
some
take the pink chip.
I would take the paint chip.
Did you see the picture that you saw, Jennifer, of me with my family that's posted on Facebook?
Yes, I saw that one, too. I see all your Facebook.
Did you see the yellow had a vest on? And there was yellow paint on
it. It was like you were out working on the chain gang before you...
Well, I had been working before I ran down to my sister's house for dinner. And I had my kitchen painted last week. And I used a couple of yellow hues for windows and trims and stuff. And so my sister comes into the house and says, "Oh, this is horrible." And I looked at her and I said, "I guess a good thing you don't live here then." And so I had asked her to help me with the new curtains and things. And she said, I don't want to help you, but nothing good's going to come out of this. She didn't really say no, but I could tell from her attitude that she would rather have me repaint it again. And so I'm not going to do that, but I wore that just
yellows, for yellows. Oof, you got to be careful with that. It needs to be of the softest, like, butter yellow, or else it's just, ugh, it makes your eyes hurt.
Really?
Which I'm assuming you went with some dark mustard yellow?
I used an antique yellow.
Calva yellow.
Used before.
Great Poupon yellow?
Yeah, no, that's ugly. No, this is a mustard. This is kind of a mustardy yellow.
Okay, Grey Poupon is ugly.
It is mustard.
This is more of a mustard yellow. What?
Yeah, I know.
It is.
Which just has more brown in it? Is that what you're saying?
No, it has yellow. It's yellow.
Dodger dog mustard? Sounds awful.
All right, well, I'm glad I have that nice warm feeling. Christmas brings people accepting what's been done. I like it, frankly, and as I said, I'm the one who's living here. Let's see. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, speaking of yellow, apparently we have an interesting combo of normally competitors, but now this is bipartisanship at its best. There's a marijuana bill that's going through the House of Representatives. AOC and her pals are teaming up with a bunch of reps that are Republicans for the Harnessing Opportunities by Pursuing Expungement Act. Where do they come up with these damn names?
I know, right?
Hope. It's called the HOPE Act, encouraging states to provide relief to people with nonviolent marijuana convictions. I'm for this, absolutely, expunging them. But what does it do to allowing or advancing the cause of making marijuana federalized or legal?
Unfortunately, it's not part of this bill, but this bill helps people get this stuff off their records because you can't even rent an apartment. Yeah. Like, there are people who are homeless not because they're drug addicts or, you know, hardcore criminals, but because they have a marijuana conviction and you can't pass a credit check. It's so stupid. Yeah.
As much as I'm not, like, a marijuana pot person, I don't know why we haven't revised this yet. I mean, just because it's legal
for a progressive
doesn't mean you have
country.
To do it. Yeah. Just like alcohol, just because it's legal doesn't mean you have to do it.
Smoking tobacco products is
legal.
You have
a choice. Yeah, it should be about choice, right? Is
that it's become legal in so many states that at least just take it away. What's the class of drugs that the federal government does? At least lower the class. Because right now, the federal government still looks at marijuana possessions as
ridiculous.
Felonies. Yeah, I mean, come on. Just,
you can't do
it,
banking.
Right.
We don't even have to do a sweeping legalization. It shouldn't even be that hard. We don't have to do a sweeping federal legalization because it doesn't matter. Most of the states are already on board. So all you have to do is just reclassify it as a lower level drug, and you can save a lot of people a lot of pain, I think. That's for sure.
All right. Mm-hmm. So one of the guys that's not in on this bill, but he seems to be everywhere else, is Joe Manchin. He says he can't support the Democrats' climate and social spending bill, which is the cornerstone of what Biden wants to get done. So Biden's got two big problems. One of them is Manchin. The other one is COVID. And there seems to be crumbling on all sides. I thought it was interesting.
Well, he's also, I've seen a lot of people, like, lay a lot of hate on Joe Manchin for this.
No.
But he also, no one's talking about Kyrsten Sinema. Kyrsten Sinema is also really not on board supporting this plan. But because she's up for reelection, Joe Manchin has been kind of the guy to take all the incoming because she's got an election to run next year, and there are going to be people who love on her and hate on her for the decisions that she makes. So I think he's been taking a brunt of this, but both of these people, and by the way, most of the country, believes that the stuff going on in the Build Back Better plan is not going to help us financially right now. We can argue item by item about what's ridiculous and what's not. Spending is what's the problem. You cannot spend
Let me give you an example.
In the economy like this,
Jennifer,
with inflation like it already.
Hold on a second. Let's here's one more piece of the pie. Joe Biden over the weekend announced an effort to jumpstart the removal of lead water service. Now, you hear no argument from me that this isn't a good idea or necessary. But at the time, they seem to keep finding, why hasn't this been done prior to this? I guess is one good question. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it now. This reminds me of Flint, Michigan. Remember what happened in Flint?
Sure.
It wasn't all about lead pipes, but a lot of it was about lead in the water that came from other sources. And lead is really horrible, and most of the pipes that are still underground that bring you your water are lead pipes.
10 million lead pipes still exist.
No matter where you are in the country, that was the standard. So we have that on one hand. Where do you come down on this? How much money can we get for all of these things that are put forth? I think that's Joe Manchin's question. I'm for health, but can you and can we, can all of us, can the public stand all of the bills that are coming about to fix all of the problems that exist?
Well, this is part of the Build Back Better plan, but, you know, when you're talking about, especially with young children, and how lead affects them so intensely,
like,
I feel like, how can you say, how can we afford not to invest in removing these
pipes? Think about what goes along with it. Think about the long lines every year, pretty much all year now, highways, whether it's local streets, whether it's regional roads, whether it's national highways, there are slowdowns galore. And especially as you think about your travel plans for this next week, how many of you are going to get in a car and drive to Grandma's house and are going to be slowed down because of all the work on all the major highways? And if you
leave the house earlier,
that is, okay.
I mean,
well,
if you're saying, like, if you want to be selfish that to me is not even
well,
a choice.
But in this circumstance,
it's not just going to Grandma's house. I mean, that is a real issue for someone like me who has to drive 65 miles every day. I mean, I'm losing pieces of my life sitting in a car. So it does matter. But I think by and large, what really is the problem is that we're at a tipping point here. And I know that the Biden people and the Democrats who are pushing for this don't want to acknowledge it, but the inflation problem is bad. It costs families $3,500 more to get through the holidays.
This bill, but I don't want to do a lot of other stuff. This is important.
And by passing something so
monstrous. Yeah, exactly. I noticed that Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren both have COVID, and they've had their injections. Well, there's a Freudian slip. Anyway,
well,
okay.
It's
so
spreading everywhere,
Yeah, it is. 48 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Money Pit time. Merry Christmas from the Money Pit. Most people, how can I make an alliteration out of this, Tom? Most merry minds mention Money Pit at Christmas.
All right, I'll go with that.
Okay, that's good. Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program and podcast and newsletter and rocket ship to the moon. He's got them all. So what we do here when Tommy joins us is to pick a few questions from our listeners who want to know the story behind the story with some focus on your home, because that's what the Money Pit is, a hole in the ground into which one sinks money. That's what the house is. Anthony.
Term of endearment.
Say, what is that?
It's a term of endearment.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Anthony says that we're, quote, purchasing a condo built on a concrete slab in Virginia. Now, that's your first mistake, Fred. You need to get a radon test. No, you shouldn't buy the house. Okay, so.
Well, he's asking if you should get a radon test done by the home inspector. So,
how do you do that if you don't have a basement? You know, right?
Well, that's kind of the point. You know, the home inspector may or may not offer that because it's not a standard part of their service, although many do it. I would first consider the risk of a radon problem in Virginia. And actually, Virginia is pretty equally divided between high, medium, and low risks. And in the area he's purchasing in, which he says is Ashburn, that's actually a high level of high risk of radon, high likelihood of radon, which means that you're likely to find...
What would make an area high risk? How would somebody know moving into an area whether it's lots of radon or not?
So if you check on the Department of Environmental Protection's website or Virginia Environmental Department's website, there's maps where they have actually identified these bands throughout the state. And the thing is, all right, now you know you have a likelihood of radon. But then, of course, the other thing, which I think you're alluding to, Doug, is the fact that the risk of a radon problem, in other words, the risk of that getting into the house air, is going to be greater for a house on a basement, actually in the basement, than it would be in a house on a slab. So, you know, given the fact that the area he's buying in has a high likelihood, he's obviously somewhat concerned about it. Risk of radon is, I would say, is reduced by the fact that it's a slab house. I would probably do the test just to for sort of peace of mind. It's not expensive, doesn't take a long time, and you might as well get a picture as to what it is.
All right. Next podcast episode is you do these pretty much every week, right?
Actually, two episodes a week, yeah. And next two. One coming up is five ways to save on decor in the new year. You know, if you're getting ready to refresh your home, we're going to share some ways to save a lot of money doing that. Plus, so you know, we take advantage of the holiday season with a little Santa Claus chimney prep,
to town.
Making sure your chimney is clean for Santa and all of the warm fires to follow, because right. A lot of folks don't spend the time taking care of that chimney. And if you are using it on a regular basis, if you're burning, you know, say, a cord of wood or more a season, it needs to be properly cleaned so it doesn't develop unsafe conditions that can lead to chimney fires.
You know, the expression, this is a crude expression, this really burns my butt, actually began with Santa Claus coming down a chimney where it wasn't clean. So you don't want to burn Santa's butt.
Who knew?
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. Another, and also, you can always count on me.
Drop of wisdom.
That's it. Moneypit.com/newsletter lets you in on what this week. I see there are tips for buying a Christmas. Tell me, please, please, my friend, tell me you don't have an artificial tree in that old house of yours.
I do, in fact, have an artificial tree.
Oh,
sorry to disappoint.
No! Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I got to say, it's become increasingly difficult to find a decent live tree, and I feel like by the time I get it back from either the roadside stand or the home center, you know, the thing is dropping needles within days.
Unbelievable. What would Jesus do, though? I mean, consider that. What would Jesus do?
Well, last year we bought an artificial tree that had lights built into it. And I have to say I'm pretty impressed with the quality of artificial trees today. They do actually look more realistic than ever before. I mean, we had one when I was a kid, and, you know, it looked like a Charlie Brown tree. Mm-hmm. You know, remember the Charlie Brown Christmas special?
Yeah.
It had a little twig with a couple lights on it.
Little,
but now they look pretty good. They're pretty full. You have to kind of shape them when you take them out of the box. But I tell you what, you don't have to worry about stringing lights on them and, you know, stabbing your arms with those needles.
Oh, you big wimp. All right. I just painted my kitchen, and the girls are all after me because of the colors. But we did a couple of coats of paint. Is that really what I think? I wasn't. This guy that did it said, well, when we do it in one, I said, no, I don't think one coat is enough. Is that right?
Well, if it's properly prepped, you know, you can get away with a single coat, but you got to use good quality paint. You know, you got to use a Benjamin Moore or a Sherwin so that it has good adhesion to the under surface.
Tom Kreidler, Merry Christmas to you and your family, my friend. 59 past the...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.